freelance
club,
so there's electrical tenants.
It's worth keeping an eye on. It's got a good. The one thing it's got is a good group following and group.
I don't think any of the current Facebook killers have a hope in hell. A hope in hell.
I think they've
seen the movie yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they've got around 60,000.
Sorry?
I think they have a version on their laptop.
But, okay.
If
you want some new social network to work, it either needs to be something completely different, like Twitter versus Facebook. There's not really a huge amount of overlap. Or at least have all of your friends already on it. So the only ones that are going to work, you're going to have to magically import all of your Facebook friends and work seamlessly, syncing things back and forth. Which,
common mediums of Twitter and daily reels go against video booths and other things. But the people on there aren't my actual real life friends, they are the people I've met on that site, right? Whereas Facebook isn't, you're not really away from these days.
So what's your birthday?
Yeah, everyone that you know.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. What is our vertical? It's about this big.
Three?
Have you seen the Facebook movie yet?
No.
You've got to watch it.
That's what Don says.
I think I've got it at the office.
Oh, have you? All the shareholders come back and said, oh, I've just seen whatever it's called, the Facebook.
You've only got it's good fun. You've only got to watch it because it's good fun.
One user wins it.
What's... Is it Catfish that's also a Facebook movie?
I don't know.
I don't really know what the story is behind it, but I think it's also a Facebook movie.
Leave all the trains to
what I'd love to know, I'm disappointed that as soon as I've watched the Facebook movie, I wanted to know like how long had it been going before it got the job. There is no thing on Facebook to tell you since when you've been about it.
There's an app that
will do. Is there? And I'd love to know, you know, I really want to know. Because I've just got no idea, I couldn't even tell you it's been a year, you know, but I want to know for some months. Like how long? I know, because obviously at first it wasn't open. But I wonder how long.
I think I was on it late 2006.
I thought you were moving to Cambridge. Yeah. I should probably say hello. Because he did say he was on the north side.
I mean, I'm not saying it's like anything to be proud of, right? You know, but it's just interesting to watch it film.
When was
like,
it open?
How quickly they built the trench. I've just seen the film, but it's all about it.
Is it 2004, 3 or 4?
Is it? What's he got?
Maybe 2003 started.
No, actually, he's got the Tribe Scramble.
I was going to suggest that Documentally was our intro boot.
Oh dear God.
Yeah.
See if he hasn't got a big enough ego already.
It'd be quite good.
Maybe.
Quite down to earth. Speaks well. You can have a vote. Well, you can put a variable in so you can swap it around as kind of prize, basically.
I'm still a bit torn on the intro boot. I think it either needs to be something really short and throwaway. Just like, yay, welcome to audio boot. Or if it does actually have useful information in it for getting started. We need some way of getting back to it, even if you just randomly clicked on a different boot start. Yeah.
Quite painful.
Yeah. I would say more about like, I would say it's like well, it could be more like you know, today's boo, boo of the day. So it always exists somewhere else.
It's a pope.
So if you've played a previous Boo to the end, next time you open it up, it jumps into
first.
I think this morning, I was on the train this morning, at London Bridge, there's this German, big German family, like maybe six, and they'd put all their money, like six, you know, four kids, and they got one Oyster card, and they'd put like 60 quid on, and they were trying to go through, pass it back, and the guy was going, no, you can't do that, no, you can't. They're like, well, but they, you know, they weren't trying to pinch it, they weren't trying to like defraud it, but they just thought it would take the money off, you know, every time he went through. That's perfectly valid thought.
It is kind of a weird and confusing system. Like, I don't really know what happens if I fail to touch in at Maze Hill, but then touch out at London Bridge. I've heard conflicting reports. Some people say it will charge you for most expensive fare. I think if you're on pay-as-you-go, it will do the most expensive fare. If you've got a travel card for certain zones, it'll assume that you started within one of those zones.
Yeah, I won't take any money if you've got a travel card. You basically don't have to touch in or touch out. Mm.
There are these weird ones in the stations, not like on the way in or out of stations, but changing line, which some people leap in on and some people don't, like with like the overground.
I have lost quite a bit of money on that. Like, I would never put 30 quid on that, because when it snowed, I lost about, went through. And then it wasn't until I went through and found out there was no trains. I'd sign back out again.
No, I always go to the ticket booth and say, please take it off, and they usually do.
Yeah, charge me twice. Something, I don't know how to charge me twice.
Which ticket booth? Underground.
Oh, I don't know where it was. I generally, if I do that and you go in and then you see there's just four people.
A dumpster.
You go out this and go out again.
So like, it cost me like 15 quid. Yeah.
On overground trains, and they're not actually able to do that. Just that one train.
Just thinking about that,
that's the one I was going to get.
There's a valid reason, you know, to think
chimneys are flat rates every.
It is. I do resent giving you a 5 pound.
It's
really good. The point is, a couple of stations that you always go to, the back pages, so you have to learn how to use it. This gives you a list of live departures, so anything, leaving my head station that's calling in a long bridge.
It's got big things, so it has to do.
I
saw a bit of an analogy between
trainers at the time. Which is quite handy, because quite often it seems like National Rail...
They can still be designed.
Yeah. The train is going to be delayed until the last minute, except if you can see the train is 20 miles away and it's still supposed to be 3 minutes time. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like really dark.
No, that's a bit strange. They're supposed to be next train home, figures out what your nearest station is. It's time to get there. But it seems like when you're in London, the nearest station is always London.
The advert's kind of annoying. Do you?
Have you tried the next train home thing?
friend. Do you find that in London it always tells you to go to London Cannon Street?
I've got to say, I don't use it that often, but I mean, I can understand why. Like, it might from work tell you how to go to Tower Bridge. You know, it might take you to Tower Bridge. But I don't want it.
So you can be standing right next to London Bridge Station and they're still telling me, go to Cannon Street, catch the train that's about to go through London Bridge.
Who says this?
The National Rail app has a next train home thing that's supposed to look at your current location and figure out how to get home.
My
underground app's just so disappointed with it since...
I do trust it a bit less.
Yeah, it's really... I feel really good now.
If I'm trying to get somewhere, particularly at a weird time, I need to look at a tube map, a bus map, and a map to work out the best way, because like Old Street to Shoreditch is half an hour with tube. It's not easy on an actual map, you realise it's...
No one's complained about lack of refresh button then.
I have.
They have?
There's no refresh button. It's not clear when it refreshes.
You don't have to shake it to refresh.
Cool down.
Steve's actually got a solution to this. I've seen that gestures for the iPad and iPhone. Like Kinect.
I've seen UI gesture recognizer. Are you talking about an app or the API?
Yeah, an API, but not an app right now. Not touch screen, don't touch screen.
You're waiting for
it. It's waiting